Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Hey, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Amber Mae Show. So glad you are here. I hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. And tomorrow is premium day, and I'm going to show you some behind the scenes of my life. What did I do over the weekend? You're going to get a glimpse of that, but only if you're a premium subscriber. And the easiest way to do that is right there in the below. You can become a Rumble premium subscriber for $10 a month. But if that's too difficult, for $5 a month, right here in the Rumble chat, you could be a $5 premium subscriber as well. So either way, that way you get access to my premium content, which is tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. But today I have Sam Anthony joining from yournews.com, and we're going to go over some top headlines that are hitting the news cycle. There's a Democrat right here in Arizona. Doesn't surprise me. He doesn't have a great reputation. And he's refusing to forgo his pay. And we're going to talk about that. While his staff doesn't get paid, he's going to continue taking a paycheck. Sorry. And then we're going to look at, are U.S. troops going to get paid during the shutdown? And then we're going to head over to Gaza and look at some headlines of what's happening with the hostage release over there. And I couldn't believe it. Democrats like Hillary Clinton are praising the peace deal. There's no other president, aside from maybe Ronald Reagan, that I can think of, that have been able to broker a peace deal quite like this. And to say he didn't get the Nobel Peace Prize is just pathetic, but it was expected. It's the globalists. They have to praise themselves, even though President Trump has created a lot of peace deals within the first, 8 months of his presidency. No, wait, 10 months of his presidency. Lots of peace that he's brought to the table, but that's neither here nor there. So I hope you like, share, subscribe, repost if you enjoy the show. And I'm so excited. I love my Rumble chat. I love my friends when they show up. I love it. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you have Dan Nunn and they raid into this program. And then we get to raid into the Michael Schwartz show. So I love it. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Love the lineup. So Dan Nunn, go give him a like and a follow. Then right here into my show. And then give Michael Schwartz a like and a follow. And we're going to raid into him in a little bit. And then Tuesday, Thursday is a pretty cool lineup. You know, God Signpost is on every day. Go check him out. Give him a like and a subscribe and a follow. God Signpost is one of the moderators of the show. And then go head over on Tuesday to Handy News. And then after Handy News, come to my show at 2 p.m. Eastern. So I love it. We have God Signpost, Handy News, and the Amber Mae Show Tuesday and Thursday. So please give Handy News a like and a follow as well. Well, hey, why don't we get started? Because I don't want to keep Sam Anthony waiting too long. But hey, I always add more content. Join me on Telegram at The Amber Mae Show. I'm on True Social, Amber Mae, Frank Social, Amber Mae, pickaxe.com. Find me at pickaxe.com. The links are in the description below. Where else? X, DJ Amber Mae. You can follow me there as well. So let's get the show on the road. I think it's time.
On The Amber Mae Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand, a voice for the people across this land. Children stolen, lives betrayed, she won't back down, she's lighting the way. A beautiful warrior with faith so bright, holding the line in this endless fight. On The Amber Mae Show, the truth runs deep, fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand, a voice for the people across this land.
Hey, friends, welcome back to the show. Let's welcome our friend Sam Anthony with a round of applause. And the crowd goes wild for Sam Anthony.
I love it. Good to see you, Amber.
Good to see you. You're one of my fan favorites. You know, the people that watch my show, they love when you come on. So say hello to the chat.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be here.
Thank you for that.
And by the way, you're getting rain in Arizona.
I can't believe it. Yes.
You know, what's weird is I'm here in Florida, South Florida, and summertime it rains every day. And we had 3 months of almost no rain.
What?
Almost no rain, like literally nothing. Like usually when you play golf, you have the water out there and they're kind of overflowing or, you know, and nothing. And then the last 2 weeks it rained and now it's like 80 degrees and beautiful here, like for the next 2 weeks. Like it's like the weather's changed for the better. We only had 2 weeks of rain this whole summer.
That's insane. It feels like we've had 2 weeks of rain. The hurricane in Mexico has brought a lot of water to Arizona, and we welcome it, man. But I'm telling you, I'm not used to this. Thunderstorms happened today. You know, they've been, and one, it was like on Saturday, there was a massive thunderstorm here in the valley, and it just like poured down. You could hear it, and it woke me up. And usually the kids get scared and they usually come into our room, but they didn't, they slept right through it, which was nice. Yeah. And so all of our canals, because, you know, we're not used to water, so our ground doesn't necessarily like soak it up. Like, and so all of our canals look like rivers. It's so cool to see what's usually a dry bed when you drive by them is like flowing water. And I love it. And I'm hoping that it's just filling the water tables up. I think God is so cool. You know, like I asked Philip, I said, Philip, what do you think? Do you think like God, like all, every day he like gets in there and does the weather stuff? Or do you think he like set that up in creation? And Philip thinks for the most part, he probably set it up in creation. Because I'm like, you know, we go so long without water. And so at some point we need to get our water refilled, our water table, right? And so I think God has these cycles that he puts together. And now we're in this like great, great time where we're filling up our water table again, filling up our legs. So I'm happy about it.
You're good for a year now.
Yeah, probably. You know, what's not good for a year is the people that are not getting a paycheck right now. And I feel bad for, there's a lot of people that aren't making like a six-figure income, but even if they are, with the price of everything rising so high, there's hardly any room for savings because you're taking like every dime you have and you're just living, trying to put food on the table, gas in the car, paying the bills. I mean, especially if you have kids like us, because we had photos that we had to pay for, uniforms that we're having to pay for. Like, so there's all this extra stuff, braces, things like that, when you have little kids. So it even makes it harder. And I just don't think that there's like a big savings for some of these people. I don't know. Did you hear about the story on your news about our Senator Ruben Gallego? Did you hear about this one?
Is this the one where he's going to continue taking his paycheck while his people are not?
Yeah.
It's really good of him.
Right? It looks so great. He doesn't have the best reputation. He really doesn't. His ex-wife has been the mayor of Phoenix forever. And she keeps the name Gallego, so she gets the Hispanic vote. But what I love about your site, Sam, is even though I can get the national news, if I keep scrolling, I get my local state news. And so in Arizona, Democrat refuses to forgo his pay during shutdown as his own staff goes unpaid. I mean, this has to look super bad from his staff's point of view. Like, oh, you're getting paid, but I can't get paid. Why don't you show up to work, buddy, so I can get a paycheck? I mean, the perception alone for his own staff, I'd be pissed. If I was a staff member, I'd be pissed. So the article says from yournews.com, Democrats drove the federal government into a shutdown at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday after blocking a GOP spending bill. But at least one Democrat lawmaker says he won't be giving up his paycheck. Roughly 750,000 employees will be furloughed during the shutdown, according to the Congressional Budget Office. But Democrat Senator Ruben Gallego of Arizona told NBC News he won't forego his $174,000 congressional salary, which lawmakers continue to collect during the shutdown. I think that these snakes, like you always say, we have the best money Congress can buy. We have the best Congress money can buy. They make sure that in the law for government shutdowns, they still get their paycheck, but they give the middle finger to everybody else that doesn't get a paycheck right now. So everyone else, all members of Congress could be guilty of this, because they could change this law to where they don't get a paycheck if everyone else doesn't get a paycheck, but they made sure they get a paycheck. He says, I'm not wealthy. I have three kids. I basically would be missing, you know, mortgage payments, rent payments, child support. What do you think your staff's going to be missing, dude? What do you think the TSA people are going to be missing? What do you think the military people who don't make $175,000, buddy, what do you think that's going to happen to them? Oh, as long as you're okay, right? As long as Ruben Gallego can make his mortgage payment, everyone else can go F themselves. Congressional staffers are not paid during the funding lapse, though they will receive back pay once the government reopens. Gallego's office did not respond to daily caller news requests for comments. The Arizona senator's stance stands to contrast to a growing list. It's a growing list of lawmakers asking that their pay be withheld in solidarity with furloughed workers. Republicans, including Kamrick of Florida, Chip Roy, Keith Self of Texas, have formally requested that their paychecks be withheld until the government reopens. All members of Congress, including those responsible for the shutdown, Senate Democrats, should do the same, Self wrote on X. Some Democrats, including Andy Kim of New Jersey, have joined in. It's wrong that the president and members of Congress get paid during the government shutdown when our military and public service don't, Kim said in a statement on Tuesday. I'll be refusing my own pay if we end up in a shutdown. Government leaders shouldn't be paying with other people's chips. President also continues to receive their paycheck during funding laps, but President Donald Trump has said he will donate his government salary during the shutdown, according to NBC News. This is so crazy about this Hitler guy, this fascist Hitler, that he's not going to take his paycheck and he'd rather give it and donate to someone. Democrats are refusing to approve government spending unless an extension of a pandemic-era Obamacare premium subsidy projected to cost $350 billion over the next decade. I'm so glad that Obamacare went through. Wow, aren't you? $350 billion over the next decade include in the bill. So on Wednesday, Senate Democrats again blocked bills to fund government. Meanwhile, 65% of Americans say Democrats should not shut down the government, even if their demands aren't met, according to New York Times. This is New York Times. Wow. Siena University poll released Tuesday. All content created by the Daily Caller News Foundation, an independent nonpartisan newswire service, is available without charge to any legitimate newspaper that can provide. Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you. Thank you, Daily Caller, for providing a newswire. So, Sam.
Yes.
Let's talk about this man.
I'd love to. Okay. I mean, so the beauty of the Democrats is, you know, they can shut everything down where nobody else gets paid, but they still want their money. So they're not really here for any of us. No. At the end of the day, what does this whole thing come down to? It comes down to they want health care for illegals. That's what it all boils down to. And they could have easily opened up the government and continued to try and renegotiate. You know, Trump's never going to allow it. That's not even on the table. You're never going to get it done. So they just had to make a statement. So we're going to shut this down, ruin everybody else's life, but not mine.
Right.
I'm important, but right. You people really aren't. But Amber, honestly, here's how I see it. You have to look at the upside to this. And the upside is that Trump now has the opportunity to get rid of a massive portion of government that's a waste. So the reality is the Democrats actually did a really good thing. They actually shut it down. So now he has no choice but to go, well, we don't need this, we don't need that. And then he never brings it back.
Right.
Why bother? You know, this is stuff that's non-essential. So all the essential stuff's going to be done and he'll figure out a way to get all the troops paid and all the essential stuff done. That'll all end up being covered. But at the end of the day, he probably saved us. I'm talking to the Democrats, probably saved us billions of dollars a year in payroll that you don't have to pay anymore. So he's going to just 86 everybody.
Well, right? Ruben Gallego is also planning to go to Puerto Rico during the shutdown to fundraise for himself. An Arizona senator fundraising in Puerto Rico, like he represents Puerto Rico in some capacity. I just think that's wrong. Chances are he's probably using his corporate credit card. So we're funding that paycheck. Meanwhile, other Democrats are going during the government shutdown to Napa Valley, staying at a 5-star resort, most likely using the government paycheck or credit card, right? So we're probably going to pay for that too. So I'm glad they can all enjoy themselves on our taxpayer dime while their staff suffers with not getting paid.
Well, that's a weird one because I do know that, you know, I live in South Florida and there's people from other states like the New England states that come down here because there's massive money and they look for donations for their political campaigns, even from people here in Florida. But Puerto Rico is not really known for its wealth. So I think there's like two people that are big net worth there, right?
So, which should tell you a lot about Ruben Gallego, who is getting money from in Puerto Rico.
Well, it's going to have to be
that would be my question.
Party-based money.
Is it? I'm just speculating. I'm not saying he's doing it. Could it be cartel money?
Puerto Rico is the cartel in Puerto Rico. When you go to Mexico,
it's
for that?
Everywhere. The cartels are everywhere.
I just find it weird, you know? It's so it's these people aren't here for us. They're here for themselves, and they're here to enrich themselves. And so hopefully, I keep saying it, but I look at this, everything that's happening, and I look at it as like, you know, watching Trump get, you know, getting rid of all these wars, watching everything he's doing to make the country more prosperous.
Right.
At some point in time, I mean, people are going to go, this doesn't suck. This is actually kind of nice. So I think there was going to be a shift, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's no taxes on income anymore within the next few years or during this administration. So. Well, it depends on if he can pull off enough money coming in the coffers to be able to pay the bills, because then your argument is, what do you need their money for?
Right.
The country pays for itself. Make cuts, get rid of these people, and let's balance the budget that way. Let them, you know, because remember, when you do tax something, which tariffs are a tax.
Right.
It takes from somebody. So somebody has to pick up that number, you know, when it goes up. So it's going to be your consumer is going to pick up the tab on it, but why tax them?
Right.
Because now they're getting double taxed.
What do you think about the fascist Hitler dictator donating his money during the shutdown? I mean, I can't believe Hitler would do such a thing. Can you?
Well, doesn't he donate all his money to charity, no matter what? I mean, so he doesn't even get a paycheck anyway, and he didn't want to get one, and they told him you have to, so he donated it.
I think he should have. You know why I think he should have taken it this go-round? I understand where his heart is, and I applaud him for that, but with all the crap that they've done to him with lawfare, I think he should have recouped a fraction of that money back, and I think he should have put it in his bank account, but that's not the kind of guy he is. So he's a very weird Hitler, bringing peace to the Middle East, donating his paychecks. He is the weirdest Hitler I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah. I all I'm going to tell you is did you see all the people he sued that settled all the network television stations and all the money?
Yeah.
He already got more than he put into it.
I guess you're right in that sense. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, how much do you think his legal was?
I have no idea.
5 million.
I mean, he's been in legal for, gosh, it feels like 10 years he's been in legal.
Well,
he's
8. When he was out. Okay. So for 4 years he was out. So he had 4 years of legal. I couldn't imagine it had been more than $5 million.
Who knows?
He's probably picked up 15 or 20 million or better.
Letitia James wanted to bankrupt him into the billions of dollars. So his judgment was it was horrible. They wanted to totally bankrupt this man because he's not in the club. He didn't gain his money. I told my audience, he's like the reverse Robin Hood. You know, Robin Hood stole from the rich to give to the poor. He's the reverse. The rich stole from us. So he's trying to take it back out of their hands and give it back to the rightful owners of the money. So he's like a reverse Robin Hood. He's the worst Hitler I've ever seen, because Hitler wouldn't be doing that. The typical World War II Hitler would not be trying to be a reverse Robin Hood and take the money that was stolen from the people and give it back into the hands. And he wouldn't be brokering peace deals. This is the worst Hitler I've ever seen.
He's not very good at it. No. He's trying.
I just think it's shameful. You know, I get it. I understand, Ruben Gallego. I get that you have bills to pay. But so does your staff. And yet you're not going to the Hill saying, hey, I'm going to vote yes and let's reopen. My staff's going hungry. They can't get groceries. They're charging everything on a credit card. And your credit card can only go so far, because everyone's had to charge stuff on their credit card because the cost of everything has been exponentially going up, especially since the Biden administration. So people don't probably have as much credit on their credit card to keep swiping. And there's very little savings for the average person. So I would hope, if he didn't care about the troops, he didn't care about TSA, he didn't care about, you know, FBI, ATF, he doesn't care about them. Could he at least care about his staff enough to be like, okay, I'll vote yes to reopen the government? But no, he's saying,
Amber,
he's giving the middle finger to his staff, said, well, I have bills to pay. So sorry, Ruben Gallego. You're the only one with bills to pay. Cry me a freaking river. But that really bothers me. It gets to the core. The Bible says, what's in the man's heart, so is he. Or out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So all that is about him. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So all he cares about is his bottom dollar and him alone, even though he's supposed to be a public figure, even though he's supposed to be for the public, he doesn't care. And that was evident in your news article today.
Don't you? You're looking at this the wrong way.
I know.
Okay, so you're looking at it very negatively.
I am.
You have to look at it in a positive fashion, because if you see it that way, don't you think everybody else does too?
Most likely. I guess I'm just, you know, they say that the Democrats are very compassionate people, right? That's what they say. Well, I'm freaking compassionate too, because I'm thinking about everyone not getting a check. But I do see it the way you're saying, and I think it is going to help us in the midterms. I do see that as positivity, that people are going to remember them not getting a paycheck during, you know, this time in the midterms. I see where you're going with it, and I think it's right. But I also feel like my bleeding heart is saying, like, for gosh sakes, and it's not like we're not paying for illegals' health care. The thing is that they're doing is they want to pay more. They want Medicare to pay more to the hospitals for illegals' health care than what the average American citizen has to pay. Because either way, the hospitals have to be reimbursed in some form or fashion, because we know the illegals are not going to pay for it. Otherwise, the whole medical system goes up. So Medicare takes care and pays for all the illegals' health care anyway. So that's never changing. The only thing that's changing is they, for some reason, want to pay more than the reimbursement that Americans get to the hospitals. I say, why don't we can't just pay the damn bill? Why does it have to be more than what the bill's for anyways? I mean, I'm not for the illegals getting paid free health care, but that's what's happening, and that's not going to change. So that's the whole issue, is that the Democrats want to pay more in reimbursement than that they reimburse for the American citizen. And I'm just like, that's terrible.
Never going to happen, Amber. Yeah. And let them dig their own graves. Think about it. Did you ever see those mob movies where the mob guys made the people dig their own graves before they shot them? They don't want to get dirty. Let them dig their own graves. This is actually good, because it shows exactly who you are.
Yeah.
And so eventually, I think all this stuff is going to be cleaned up, because after it's all said and done and there's no more wars and there's enough money coming into the coffers to pay off the debt, and there's no need to tax people and taxation gets done, all of a sudden you're going to have a lot of prosperity. And he's basically changing the culture of America and how people are going to be viewing things. It just takes time. So, you know, you certainly are going to have the Antifas of the world, which I don't understand how you could be designated as a terrorist organization, but they're not hunting you down and killing you. I don't understand how that's not happening yet. I mean, they should all be picked up, even if they're having dinner at their house. They should be snatched out of there and thrown in a wagon and sent to Guantanamo Bay, because isn't that what they do with Hamas people?
Mm-hmm.
If you're now a known terrorist organization, shouldn't you be gotten out of America to make sure that you're an enemy combatant? And you're, oh my God, how much fun would that be?
Right. I agree. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break right now. When we get back, we're Hey folks, I want to tell you about something that I have been using in my own life, and those are called GLP-1s. Now, I didn't take it lightly. I did a lot of research. I looked into it, did a lot of reading. I talked to a lot of people that have been on GLP-1s for a very long time before I decided to try it for myself. And losing weight and improving your health doesn't have to feel impossible. Whether you've tried everything or you're just starting out, sometimes the right support makes all the difference. This episode is brought to you by LifeRx.md, one of the largest custom GLP-1 and peptide companies in the U.S. And LifeRx is helping thousands of people taking back control of their health with personalized peptides protocols, including GLP-1 starting at just $250 a month. There's no contract, no subscriptions, no hidden fees. And best of all, no insurance or waitlist required. With 24/7 customer support, LifeRx is accessible, affordable, and built for people who are ready to become the healthiest versions of themselves. So whether you're looking to lose weight, optimize performance, or simply feel better in your body, LifeRx makes it easy to get started. So visit the link below to get started with LifeRx and get started with your GLP-1s and get started today. So make sure you click the link below. The link is in the description. So you can get started on your weight loss journey for better health. What I found fascinating is that Fox News was reporting that weight loss drugs, the GLP-1s, are now linked to cancer prevention In women, a major study reveals. So that is very exciting. Like I said, I didn't take this lightly. I worked hard. I looked at all the literature that I could find out there. I talked to a lot of people, different physicians, before I made the switch. And with this company, it's the first company that I found that was the most affordable out there. And they've had amazing customer service. And that is why I'm bringing them to you. So if you're ready to get started, click the link below and get started today with your GLP-1s.
Hey, this is Jeff Dornick, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Let me tell you a quick story that's important to you and your family's health. In 1963, the FDA banned a promising new discovery in the fight against cancer. Laetril, also known as B17, was so popular among its consumers that some 70,000-plus Americans crossed into Mexico to smuggle it back into the United States, according to Newsweek. Laetril was under constant attack by big pharma, big media, big government. Sounds familiar? Kind of like ivermectin. And just like ivermectin, Laetril was both a solution and a problem. You see, Laetril is naturally found in 1,200 plus foods, including apricot seeds. So big pharma can't make money off of it. And that's a big problem. In the 70s, Sloan Kettering, an American Cancer Research Institute, found Laetril was successful at preventing cancer and stopping it from growing. That's according to numerous sources at Sloan Kettering and researchers for the movie Second Opinion. So what does this mean to you? Well, I'm going to give you a source for Laetril. So to find out more, go to the rncstore.com. And when you're there, use promo code AmberMay at checkout. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today on this episode with my friend, Sam Anthony. Sam, I always enjoy you coming on. I always have so much fun sharing the news with you. And I love your site that you started, yournews.com. And on yournews.com, I'm going to share this screen with you. We're talking about how are the U.S. troops going to get paid? See, that's top of mind for Donald Trump, and I appreciate that about him. Anytime he sees men in uniform, whether it's police officers or members of the military, he always shakes their hand and shows them a lot of respect, and he cares more about them that he is trying to find ways to go ahead and give him a paycheck. So Trump says U.S. troops will get paid October 15th despite funding lapse. So Center Square is reporting this on yournews.com that President Donald Trump said Saturday that America's 1.3 million military service members will get paid on October 15th, despite a congressional budget lapse that led to a partial government shutdown. Typically, members of military members don't get paid when Congress fails to approve funding. However, Trump said he directed the U.S. Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, to find cash to make sure U.S. troops get their next paycheck on October 15th. Many were preparing to go without pay, and they had in previous shutdowns. So the president invoked his authority as commander-in-chief of the armed forces to pay service members. "We have identified funds to do this," said Secretary Hegseth. "We will use them to pay our troops. I will not allow the Democrats to hold our military and the entire security of our nation hostage while their dangerous government shutdown," Trump wrote in a Truth Social post. So some 334,000 civilian employees at the Department of Defense were set to be furloughed during the government shutdown, according to a Pentagon contingency plan released before the shutdown took effect. So each day the federal government remains closed, and it costs the U.S. taxpayer about $400 million just in salary for about 750,000 furloughed federal workers. That's a lot of people. Workers generally don't collect the back pay until after they return to work when the shutdown ends, and the practice upends the lives of federal employees and their families for uncertain periods while Congress struggles to pass a funding bill. Each party has blamed the other for the shutdown. The ongoing government shutdown stretched into the 10th day on Saturday, and the previous government shutdown lasted 35 days during Trump's first term. Wow, that's a long time to go without a paycheck.
Ton, yeah. It seems to me they got it all wrapped up and figured out, so they're going to find the money to be able to pay these people so we can continue on. Obviously all the stuff that's essential is going to be paid. This is why I keep saying all the essential stuff's going to be paid, all non-essential is going to be looked to be axed, because what do you need it for? If it's really non-essential, then what's it there for? So they're going to look through all that stuff, and if they find this stuff just really is irrelevant and shouldn't be there, then this all gets gutted. Amber, that's the beauty of this.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Democrats are doing this to make a point because they're trying to show that they're trying to stop Trump. That's all this is.
I know. That's okay. All this is about.
I mean, do you think they really care about illegals? No.
No.
Okay. They just hate America more. Okay. So they're more interested in finding new voters, and we're going to give this to you. Well, if you're giving it to them, then you're taking it away from your own people is really what it is. So, I'm just happy that this is actually happening because now you're able to see what these people really are all about, and let Trump fix all this stuff and let them get back to business as usual, which is probably going to happen in the next couple of weeks anyway. And it's off to the races, but you may have billions of dollars left in payroll that's no longer going to be paid out because he's going to cut a bunch of departments. They're already looking into it. I mean, they've been doing this. They've been looking at what's not essential. What do we really not even need? Because having the government closed down, guess what? I don't need to ask anybody to get rid of this department. Right. Want to know why? Because you have no interest in being here.
Right.
So if you have no interest in being here, I'm making an executive decision and you can't go back.
Right.
God, I would chop out 80% of the United States government. It would be
glorious. I mean, I played a clip like last week or the week before. I think it was Margaret Thatcher. And she said the reason why you would want a lot of employees is to keep growing government, to make government so big so that you can't ever say like, oh, I need to not have big government because of all these paychecks. It's nefarious. It's nefarious in the way that they've done it. So make sure that government keeps growing, more government, which is the plot of the communist revolution, to have more government. And our founding fathers wanted less government. I, as a Republican, want less government. I don't want more and more government, because if I have more and more government, then I have government telling me what I can and cannot do all the time. And where's the freedom if you're going to have government tell you what you can and cannot do all the time? You know, they say no kings. You know, if Donald Trump was really a fascist dictator or a king, first of all, they wouldn't have had a king protest because they wouldn't have been allowed to. They would all been handcuffed and thrown in prison. Anyone who speaks against President Trump and would have called him a fascist dictator would have been locked up and thrown in prison. He wouldn't have had to listen or abide to the courts stopping him from bringing National Guard troops to help defend the ICE agents that are being attacked. If he was really a fascist dictator, he could have done whatever he wanted and there would have been nobody stopping him. But the Democrats say, oh, he's a fascist dictator. But think about what you're saying and look at what's happening in real life. They try and stop him from doing what he's allowed to do constitutionally. He's allowed to exercise National Guard. He's allowed to deploy troops overseas. He's allowed to do that as the person who executes whatever the law, you know, the law says. He's the one who executes that, right? He enforces the law. So he is allowed to do that stuff. And he's only protecting the ICE agents that are getting attacked, and that the states are not allowing the protection of the ICE agents. They're encouraging that with the apps, right? So if he was really a fascist dictator, none of this stuff would have been able, like he would have been able to, by the wave of his hand, all this stuff would have been done. But clearly he's not a fascist dictator, and clearly he's not a king, because if he was, they would have been stopped from saying there was a king. I know it's a tangent, but I'm just saying, like, they're calling him these names that he isn't. And if he was, he could have just done it like that. And it goes back to what you're saying, that while they're in session, there's checks and balances, right? When they decide not to be there, then he's able, as president of the United States, to do certain things. And he's using that authority given to him by the Constitution.
He's doing everything by the book. You know, I'm good for him. I'm glad that he's doing it, you know, by the book. I probably would not have done it by the book simply because it starts to get a little ridiculous. And you know, we've already learned that the liberals are, you know, they use name calling and they make up definitions of things that don't even mean what they're saying. And all of a sudden it becomes you're a fascist, you're a racist, everything you do. So there's really no getting around it. The only thing you could do is just go, oh God, and just move forward. But, you know, they're basically a cancer on society. And I think they're just as bad as, you know, people that are like Hamas, that are just these crazy, you know, these crazy people that will never be able to fit into society. You know, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I mean, you know, the Muslim extremists believe that all of us need to be dead or convert to being a Muslim. And if you don't, God has told me to kill you. Well, you know, the liberals, the extreme liberals are the same way. Mm-hmm. You know, they're never going to not see this. They have a disease that can't be cured.
It goes back to what happened in Virginia. You have a guy running as a chief law enforcement officer of the state who thinks like it's okay to put two bullets in his opponent's head, kill his children, piss on their grave. So you want to tell me that as the chief law enforcement of the state, you're sanctioning, like you're okay with that? I mean, I don't want the chief law enforcement of any state to be committing any crimes. And yet he was okay. And then you had the governor, the lady running for governor, who is on the same page as that. Where would have been the protection from the party, like the conservatives, against two people at the very top of the state who are okay with murdering us? And that dissolves the Constitution like that. Because if you can't freely say what you want, like our First Amendment allows us to do, then you just destroyed every single other right that's in the Bill of Rights, if you could do that. And to think that the two top candidates are okay and so deranged to kill us is unbelievable. Amber, I couldn't imagine one of our candidates saying that about the other side. I honestly couldn't.
But they believe we're that evil.
I know.
You know, if you're paying your bills and you're not bankrupt and you're making sure, you're a racist for doing
it.
You know, they don't believe in fiscal responsibility. They just believe whatever they want. If you don't give it to them, then you need to be killed. That's it. Whatever it is that they believe. And by the way, that changes all the time, right? It's whatever somebody says becomes. So you know, the whole, you know, I mean, first of all, I'm just going to share something with you, Amber. For the audience, pay close attention to this because you can look it up yourself. It's the media that has driven all of this.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
Because they've been complacent on everything and they've been lying through their teeth, but everybody knows it. This is why. So I'm just going to share something with you. I'm 60 years old. Back in the 80s and 90s, do you know that the only networks available were like CNN, ABC, NBC, and Fox? I mean, that was it, like 1990. The audience reach in the United States was over 50% of the population. Over 50%. You either were watching one of those stations or you were getting your news on the newspaper, but one or the other there, you know, or some radio, but it was small, right? You know that, I mean, they had a huge number. Look, Google, how many daily viewers does network television news have? And the numbers with everything combined is 2.5 million. Okay. What I'm saying is it's less than 1%. Okay. Now, obviously, it's because the way people consume information has changed because there's no longer four channels. There's, you know, 40 million of them.
Right.
And you have so many different options. But a large portion of it is because people tuned away because they didn't believe them anymore.
That's right.
And so they're going to be obsolete. Like, you know, when you watch clips from the mainstream media, it is your job to do that. So you're aggravated constantly. I know. I mean, you're basically walking around pissed off. And you believe this. But it's your job. Nobody else is watching it.
I know.
The only people left watching that are the liberals. Mm-hmm. And they agree with
it. That's when I can point it out. I know exactly what station they're listening to because
So make no mistake about it. All of it's going to be gone. It won't last another 2 or 3 years. It's impossible. When you have a less than 1% penetration, what's next? A half and then a quarter and then nothing? I mean, it's over.
Yeah.
It's so, and then you won't even know what to talk about because there's nobody there saying anything stupid. You're going to be like, I guess it's over. We can all go home now.
Dang, the view's over. Now what am I going to talk about? Oh, man. Well, you know what I can talk about today? I can talk about the Gaza war. And I really love your news site, yournews.com. It's a great site. You can find my content at yournews.com. And I hope you do. And I hope you follow me there. Trump declares.
Do you see that third annual Republican Invitational Golf? That's Steve Stern. That's Steve Stern's event. Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, he's got I play in it every year. So this will be the third one coming up. I'll be playing.
Oh, that's so neat. That's awesome. Third annual Republican Invitational Golf and Luncheon. And if you live in the Florida area, that's March 2nd So go check that out. And there's a QR code right here, and you can find it at yournews.com. You can click on that QR code to find out more information about it. And there's a luncheon at 1 p.m. So good buddy Steve Stern. That's really cool. So Trump declares war is over in Gaza as he heads to Israel for hostage release. There's been no president that's been able to accomplish this that I can remember. And U.S. Presidential Donald Trump announced that the war is over as he flew to Israel on Monday for the release. I wish I could have gone with him because then I could have seen my family. I haven't seen them, most of them. Some have come here. I haven't seen most of them since for 11 years. I really want to go back. On Monday for the release of hostages from Gaza under a new ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Speaking to reporters, Trump expressed confidence that the truce would hold, saying a broad peace would soon be established to oversee Gaza recovery, describing the territory as looking like a demolition site. He praised the efforts of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at Qatar. A key mediator in the deal. The deadline for Hamas to release the remaining hostages is set for midday local time. Trump is scheduled to visit Egypt later in the day for an international summit aimed at finalizing the end of the war. The conflict began after Hamas led attacks on southern Israel on October 7th, 2023, which left about 1,200 Israelis dead, 251 taken hostage. In response, Israel military campaign has killed more than 67,000 Palestinians, including over 18,000 children. This is so sad. According to Gaza Health Ministry, the ceasefire effective since Friday marks the first phase of a 20-point peace plan brokered by Trump. Under the deal, 20 living hostages are expected to be freed, along with the remains of 28 others. In exchange, Israel will release about 250 Palestinian prisoners, 1,700 detainees from Gaza, while humanitarian aid will increase significantly. Asked whether he trusted the ceasefire to hold, Trump said, "Everyone is happy, and I think it's going to stay that way. I'm good at solving wars, and I'm good at making peace." Trump will address Israel's parliament before heading to Sharm el-Sheikh. I don't know how do you say that, to lead the summit along Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Egypt's foreign minister confirmed that a document ending the war in Gaza is expected to be signed, with over 20 world leaders in attendance, including UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. So I don't know of any president that's been able to do this. I hope. I'm so for Gaza and Mar-a-Lago, because you know why terrorists are able to take over? When there are so much poor and poverty people, they're able to thrive in an area like that. You start bringing money in and people start having wealth, then terrorism can't grow, at least not grow to the point it's been.
Well, I would have never thought a peace deal could have ever been brokered, right? With these people. I mean, this is, so you have to understand, right, that this is their religion, right? Kill the infidel, mm-hmm, right? We're all bad unless you convert. So they want all of us dead. Convert and or you're going to die. And they believe this, and they believe God said it. So how could one person be able to convince you to stop when God is telling you not to? And who do you really believe in? And the only thing that I could figure is Trump got all the other Muslim countries together, and they all voted for it. Like, they all said yes. And my guess was he basically said, if you don't do this, we're going to kill every freaking one of you. You are going to meet Allah faster than you ever could imagine. And he was probably going to use all the other countries with their armies to do all this stuff. So basically, your own people are turning on you. And if they didn't, it had to be something with consequences. We're going to bring in naval ships and shut down every port. Oh, yeah. You ain't shipping a dollar's worth of oil through this. We're basically going to bankrupt the whole Middle East, and we're going to come in and take it, and it'll be our oil. Pick which one you want. I don't know how else that could have ever been done.
I don't either. I don't know how he does it, but I know that people know he says what he does, and he does what he says. Mm-hmm. Did you know that the Babylon Bee is reporting that Hitler brings peace to Israel? Interesting. Thank you, Babylon Bee, for that report. Hitler brings peace to Israel. Appreciate that.
So that's all I could figure, is that he must have made some kind of deal with these people and said, if you don't do this, you're going to go broke, because I will make sure of it. Pick one. How else do you do it? I mean, you realize that Saudi Arabia and all these other countries, you know, they don't want to deal with these Hamas people. They're nuts. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, they're trying to just, you know, have a good life and live with, you know, with the money that they're making from all their oil and cut deals. And like you said, if you have prosperity, I don't want these nut jobs, you know, but they he had to make them turn on them because they all signed off on it. How the hell do you get them to do this? You have to threaten them. If you Yeah, if you don't do this, here's what's going to happen to you.
Just like the drug cartel. He's literally doing a war on drugs. Not a hyperbole, oh, like past presidents, war on drugs. No, literally a war on drugs, bombing drug boats, right? Sending missiles and to the drugs. Thank you, Donald Trump, for actually doing a war on drugs. Appreciate you.
I would really prefer it if he would actually send troops in or drones in to Mexico and start rooting them out there.
Oh, I would like that very much.
I would like to see, you know, whole buildings going up that are filled with cartel and drugs. I would like to see them all hunted down.
Me too.
But I don't know that he's crossing into borders like that. In international water, you could do whatever the hell you want.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But it's stopping the money. I mean, if you keep bombing the drug loads on these boats in international water, That stops some of that money funneling into the terrorist organizations, the drug cartels, right?
Actually, if you're one of the guys running the drugs and somebody says, hey, I want you to run this over to US, what are you thinking?
Hell no.
No.
Hell no, I'm not going.
I mean,
I'm not going. Yeah.
These drones are probably 5, 6, 7 miles in the air. You don't even see them.
Right. Okay?
I mean, the missiles are hitting so fast when you show this, you don't even see the missile hitting.
And for all we know, he used that in negotiations with Hamas. I mean, we have no idea what he said, but all we do is see the after effects of what's being done. And when we come back, Hillary Clinton praising Donald Trump. Is this true? It's true. It's the Amber May Show. Stay tuned right after this. One of my other good friends, Dr. Artis, he has this healing conference coming up. Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Ely, and Schmidt, they come together for something greater than themselves, each bringing something unique and powerful to the stage, a healing message, not just of hope for humanity's future, but a definitive pathway that everyone is capable of walking in order to transform disease and darkness into bright, shiny, healthy light. They will teach you how to take control of your own health by sharing natural, simple healing solutions for the whole family. So the conference is coming up October 23rd through the 25th. It's in Dallas, Texas, October 23rd through the 25th. If you go to healingfortheages.com and use promo code AMBER, you're going to save money at checkout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Artis, and you're watching me live on the Amber May Show. Stay tuned.
Hey friends, if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, look no further than Dr. Stella, and you can find her at drstellamd.com. Let me show you one of the areas that I love about Dr. Stella. I enjoy supporting the immune system, especially when it comes to cold and flu season. And I love the Kobe Light, the Kobe Sleep, especially if you're having trouble sleep at night. Get that Kobe Sleep. It'll help you so much. So not only are you supporting the immune system, but it also helps you get a good night's sleep. The Kobe Spray, super easy. Kobe Bites. Oh, these are my favorite, the Kobe Bites. She has placed vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. And we all know that that zinc helps support the body's immune system, but zinc needs delivery system. So that quercetin is the delivery system to drive that zinc in to help your body heal faster and feel better. Also has Kobe vitamins for kids as well. Hey, and if you're looking to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or you just feel under the weather and need a doctor you can trust, set up a telemed appointment with her. And the best part is when you use my name, Amber or Amber May, at checkout, whether you need your Kobe Bites or a telemed appointment, you will save money at checkout. So don't forget to use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money. So go visit drstellamd.com and then use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money. Well, welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Amber May Show. I have my wonderful friend, Sam Anthony. He is the founder of YourNews.com, joining us as we opine on today's news headlines. This was shocking, Sam. I don't know if it shocked you, but it sure shocked me that Trump's Middle East peace agreement garners rare praise from Hillary Clinton. Democrats, what? Hillary Clinton and the Democrats are praising this Hitler who brought peace to the Middle East. That's crazy. The Trump administration efforts to successfully secure a peace agreement between Israel and Hamas have garnered the praise from some prominent Democrats, including failed 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Clinton, formerly Secretary of State under President Barack Obama, was cautiously optimistic when speaking about the peace deal's prospect Friday afternoon during a CBS News special presentation. The apparent acceptance of the deal by Israel and Hamas was announced 2 days earlier, making the beginning of the first phase of the 20-point plan to end the two-year war. I really commend President Trump for his administration, as well as Arab leaders in the region, for making the commitment to the 20-point plan, seeking a path forward for what is often called the day after, Clinton said to CBS News. It's going to take a lot of work and it's going to take a lot of coordination. She added that U.S. negotiators took advantage of an opening that was available and were able to be successful. The deal requires Hamas to return all remaining hostages from October 7th attack, and that Israel initiated the withdrawal of its military from parts of the Gaza Strip. Let's now support the process and bring it together. It's not just a nonpartisan way of our own country, but literally internationally as a great global commitment to try to bring peace, security, stability, and a better future to the Middle East, Clinton said. Democratic Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, who also is one of the party's most adamant defenders of Israel's military action against Hamas, praised the efforts for peace on Wednesday on an X post. I congratulate the president of the United States on his historic peace plan that releases all the hostages, Fetterman wrote. Now, enduring peace in the region is possible. Our parties are different. We have a shared ironclad commitment to Israel and its people. So formerly a Chicago mayor and Obama's White House chief of staff was quick to hand all the credit for peace to President Trump. Trump deserves credit, Emanuel told the New York Times. If you want to get heard on your criticism, you give a compliment and then you'll be heard on the criticism loud and clear. If you're all a critic, it's harder to be heard. Governor Josh Shapiro said, Trump obviously should get credit for securing the deal to end the Israel-Hamas war. I mean, this is amazing. The article goes on to say, but I mean, I can't believe they're giving him any credit to this Nazi fascist dictator. I mean, that's crazy.
Especially Hillary Clinton.
Especially. So,
you know, that had to be painful. And, you know, first of all, you can't say anything negative about it, but usually they just would remain silent and not say anything. But the fact that she's saying it, it's, you know, what I'm wondering is she really fearing for herself?
Because,
you know, all of a sudden trying to become friendly, like, oh, maybe he is good, because you know damn well that they've got grand jury sitting on these people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, they're looking for some mercy is the only, I come on, you can't just hate somebody that much and say, oh, great job. That's not how they operate.
Right.
Yeah, you know, they want to give no credit to anything. And if there is credit, they say nothing.
Right.
100% name one other thing they said, oh, he really did a good job. No, they lie. They make things up. The simple fact of the matter is there's nobody on planet Earth that could say, oh, my God, this was horrible. We need to have more people die. Well, I don't think Hamas is too thrilled with it.
No, I don't think so either.
That would be my guess. I'm sure they're probably not big fans of this thing. This basically is forcing them to, you know, to basically stand down would be my guess. So I'm sure they're not thrilled with it. But the fact that Hillary Clinton actually came out and said, no, this is a really good thing, tells me that she's actually kind of concerned. It has to be, because this woman would never say one thing nice about him. Nothing. No. She would just never say anything.
No, she would never say anything nice to him. She would actually say that he stole the election. You know, those free and fair elections that we all have, that her election was stolen from Donald Trump. Yeah, she would say all kinds of stuff about him. She would call him a dictator. Nazi. She'd say all kinds of things about him. But now that they're actually going after some deep staters, yeah, she better toe the line. Because remember when he was running the first time, he said, I should probably lock you up. I mean, they stole taxpayer money for the Clinton Foundation. Haiti was one example of how they did that. And Haiti was wondering, where did all that go that was supposed to go to our country after the hurricane? Went into the Clinton Foundation.
Of course it did. Of course it did. So they're a crime ring is what they are.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been above the law for years. So hopefully, I have to imagine that you could find things that are actually criminal in scope and be able to take that before a grand jury and get indictments. I can't imagine all this stuff was done on the up and up. I still think about the money laundering that was done through the NGOs. And so all people in Congress are lawyers, right? So they figure out ways to write laws so that they're not culpable. So they wrote a law that, oh, well, we can't give this to them, but we could give it to this NGO who then could donate to whoever they want. And so we said, oh, this is a good thing they're doing. We'll give it to them. And if they decide to give it back to us, well, that's just a nice gesture. So it's a way of receiving money through money laundering without actually being responsible for giving it to yourself. Oh, but you knew exactly to the penny what was coming back. So I don't think there's going to be any accountability for that, just because I think the lawyers legally wrote the money laundering properly so that they would be able to get away with it. But when it comes to what Hillary Clinton was doing, that was just freaking fraud all day long.
Oh, yeah. I think that even taxpayer money probably funded. Well, it's alleged. It's allegedly that taxpayer money funded Chelsea Clinton's wedding. Allegedly. So
it wouldn't surprise me.
Surprise me if it came out that taxpayer money funded Hillary Clinton's $10 million wedding. It's huge.
I mean, why would you pay for it when you could have other people pay for it?
Exactly right.
That's the whole Democrats' MO, right? We need voters. So I keep saying this whole thing is a house of cards about to come down. And everybody's waiting for it because, you know, Democrats could come up with something that never existed and get indictments for it. And then actually get them charged, you know, and win convictions. That's what amazes me. So now you have slam dunk cases that still haven't even been indicted on. So maybe it's because they're so massive and they're building their big cases. Let's hope. Either way, Amber, it's all coming.
I wonder if the drug money from the cartel it has to land in the hands of the Hamas. I can't imagine it not. And so I wonder if when he's going out and he's sending missiles to these boats in international water, and it's affecting obviously money for the cartels, but I wonder if it's for Hamas too and other people within the political sectors. I wonder how much this money trickles up into our government. And I wonder how much it trickled into Hamas. And with him going after this and stopping the money flow that way, stopping the money flow into these NGOs where they were stealing our money, saying, like you said, it was for trans people in China or whatever. And no one ever followed up to see if that money ever went to trans people in China. Not that it should, because our money should stay here locally with the taxpayer money, fund federal things that our tax money would go to. But just saying, you know, I wonder.
Well, now they do know, because remember when Elon Musk said 90% of the money that goes to NGOs never leaves DC?
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, that's true. He did say that. But I'm saying, like, now that the funding is starting to dwindle and dry up, I wonder how much power these people are going to keep.
Well, this is why they're panicked. OK, they got multiple houses to pay for.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the taxpayers are paying all this money. So, you know, when it comes time, don't forget the Democratic Party was funding all the campaigns and pushing their candidates through money like this. Mm-hmm. So it was probably running through the DNC to the DNC. And then the DNC was then spreading it out amongst the candidates that they chose.
Also people like, you know, George Soros with his, whatever his foundation was, Arabella Investors and all them probably too, helping with
not like the billions they were funneling through NGOs. I mean, you know, what's Soros going to give? 20, 30 million, you know, 50 million? We're talking billions. All that stuff's dried up. That's what I'm saying. I don't really see the Democratic Party winning another election again, at least on a national stage. They might have some little markets, you know, that they win. But secondly, without having the Dominion voting machines, if they take this and they go right back to just paper ballots in every market,
I hope.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that's the next step, and they're gonna fight it. But at the end of the day, there's nothing that these machines are gonna do that are gonna help anybody. And by the way, I think what Trump's also gonna do is if you don't have the results within so many hours, none of your stuff counts. Okay.
Yep.
It's whatever the count is should, you know, what. So I think so all this stuff of well, we need two extra months because somebody, you know, a toilet overflowed and it's going to really. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have cameras and we don't see any water. Right. So we could, there's no water. Oh yeah. Somebody spilled some over there. It's
yeah.
So it's all this stuff is going to end up being for the betterment and the Democratic Party. Hopefully they arrest most of them.
At
least the
so.
Ones that actually committed crimes, because there's got to be accountability. There has to be. Right now, there really isn't any. I mean, right now, you have Comey. You have who's the guy they took? They
Chris Wray.
Bolton.
John
they haven't
Bolton.
Got Chris Wray, but they haven't got any Chris Wray, Christopher Wray on anything yet. But all the grand juries are seated. They're all going to grab all these guys. And, you know, then they're going to start spending their own money. And they're going to have a tough time fighting things that they actually did.
Oh, yeah.
So yep. I think it's the end of days for a lot of these people. But more importantly, I think they're going to sing like canaries.
Yeah, I hope so.
In other words, you got 20 years here. We'll drop it down to two if you give us a ton of people.
Oh, I hope so. I hope that's what happens.
That's how it works.
I know. And I hope you know? That's what happens. I'm tired of people being above the law. I want people who broke the law to face them. Consequences for breaking the law.
It's coming. That's all I'm saying. I'm a firm believer that this stuff is going to come out, and you have to believe in the people that are actually, you know, that are actually doing all this stuff. Yeah, I just, for the life of me, Amber, I don't believe that Dan Bongino, if there was something nefarious going on in the FBI, I don't think he'd even stick around. I think he'd come out
he wouldn't.
On his podcast and say, these guys are scumbags. Here's what they're doing.
Oh, I agree.
It would be like that. He would
I agree.
Say,
and I've said many times on the show, it was the top guys at the FBI that was corrupt. The other guys below kept trying to bring up cases, right? And the top guys would not let that happen. So I think overall, the FBI is not corrupt. But now you have good leadership like Bongino and Kash Patel. And I think we can trust this FBI. I really do. But that's my opinion. One thing I want to make sure everyone knows about is issuanceexpress.com. The link is in the description or at the very bottom of yournews.com if you guys want to help contribute and support yournews.com and be, what do you call that, an investor? An investor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want to invest in yournews.com, click the link below in the description or go to yournews.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom and be a part of being an investor for yournews.com. Hey, Sam, I want to thank you so much for joining me today on the show. It was so much fun hanging out with you, and I can't wait for next month. Too.
And by the way, Amber, do you know we have over 5,000 news reporters?
Honestly. Oh, that's fantastic.
5,200 and something. I don't know, 260 or 70 or 80, something like that. Yeah.
That's great.
I know.
Well, again, go to yournews.com. Follow me there. Follow me, Amber May, at yournews.com. And I can't wait to see you next time, Sam.
All right. You got it, Amber. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show. Mm.